Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I've come to know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And awesome news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and I'm so excited about the next few weeks of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast because I absolutely love the subject matter that we're going to be covering. Each and every song has a special place in my life and has been born out of personal ministry in my own life, especially in my current and ongoing battle with Parkinson's. I'm finding these songs are taking on a whole new meaning for me, and I'm asking Father God to minister deeply to your heart as you listen to the stories behind these 12 songs. Now, today's podcast is the story behind the particular song called Let Me Love You. It's from the ministry recording Songs of Ministry. This album is a 12-song collection, especially for those who find themselves emotionally wounded in some way. As I look down the list of the songs included in this recording, my mind spins into high speed, much like seeing my life flash before me instantaneously, simply because each title evokes a recalling of specific times or events or life-changing circumstances which God has allowed me to experience, and I find myself grateful to God for all He has done. This week's song came to me way back on July 17th of 1997 for the women of the 1997 worship conference I was helping lead called Liberating Lives Through Worship. The inspiration was actually my wife, Melinda. By that time in my ministry, I had come to understand that many women had never felt protected or provided for or cherished by a man in their entire life. Many had dads that were emotionally distant or even abusive. Many had been wounded by men who had used them and then cast them aside. I had also come to understand that many women felt the only way to get their needs met was through a relationship with a man. On one hand, many women feel they can't trust a man, while on the other hand, they feel the only way they truly can get their needs met is through a man. The utter truth is that a woman ultimately gets her truest needs met through an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. And by the way, for a man, it is exactly the same. We just need Jesus. When I first began my relationship with Melinda, who would one day be my wife, I had no clue as to how to meet the needs of a woman. And to be quite honest, many of my thoughts toward her revolved around how I could get my own physical needs met by her. In other words, I was being selfish and self-centered. What changed for me was the realization that Melinda did not need me to save her or to fix her. She did need me to listen to her and lay down my life for her, basically to express how cherished and valued she was to me. She needed to know she was worth dying for. This week's song, Let Me Love You, came as a result of my personal repentance, even after 14 years of marriage, regarding how I could be a better husband to her, how I could be more like Christ, the bridegroom to my bride, Melinda. When we were first married, we honestly had no clue as to how to adequately meet one another's needs, but we knew the answer could be found through an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, so we determined early on in our marriage that we would seek Jesus together. There were times when we both found it difficult to honestly and openly express our needs. There were times when it seemed our ability to express ourselves honestly hit a brick wall and we found ourselves reeling in frustration. What we soon realized is that John 8:32 was the key to revolutionizing our relationship. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We never get to the truth, though, if we never get to the point of freedom, if we never get honest about our feelings, our temptations, our wounds, or our needs. In other words, if we did not surrender ourselves in honesty to one another, we were never going to have our needs met. How could she love me if I never let her see my vulnerabilities? How could I love her if she closed herself off from me emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and physically? You get the idea. Let's listen to the song together right now. It expresses what I'm trying to say much more eloquently than me talking on and on about it ever could. To my sisters in Christ, I say, disregard me and hear the heart and words of your bridegroom, Jesus Christ, and find your needs being met as you surrender to him. To my wife, I say, thank you for loving me with total surrender. I would honestly die for you. That's how much you're worth to me.
Take you to my side. If you saw how I see you, you would see the most beautiful, pure and holy bride. Did you know I know? Just how clean my blood redeemed and left you purified. Precious bride, come be my woman, walk with me forever. Let me share my life with you and lavish you with love. Precious bride, most cherished woman, I will leave you never. I pledge to you all my life. I pledge to you my love. I love you. And lavish you with love.
Ephesians 5, beginning at verse 25, says this: Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. So husbands also ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are parts of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Sisters, let Jesus love you. Brothers, lay down your lives for the women in your life. Our wives need us to be life givers. Our daughters need us to be life givers. How in the world are our daughters going to know the difference between a selfish, self-serving man and a man who values her above his own needs if they never see it lived out by their dads? Let's simply be real men today by simply laying down our lives for the women in our lives. And ladies, dare to trust Jesus with your deepest wounds and your deepest needs. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes Store, Deezer, Amazon Music, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Tidal. If you'd like an MP3 of the song Let Me Love You from the recording Songs of Ministry, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Thank you so much again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, if you remember nothing else, get this: God loves you so much, and so do I. And never forget his goodness and his comforting presence is with us even in the most sorrowful of times. You are his son, you are his daughter, new creation in Christ, and you are never alone, ever. Now go and be who your Father says you are.
Lord, to give up I'd be a fool. You are my all in all.